sign "Don't even bother to lock the door." He'd say he shouldn't be so.
So careless.
And you'd say there's nothing really wrong with her, but sometimes she acts kind of...
There's nothing that you don't know whether a person will take money or not. You know, if you see money, it changes condition, it lies, it's somebody lies to you. There's some girls cleaning here. They come here once every week. I had a little money on the table, about $30 or $20 in silver. And they come here for a time or two, and they didn't bother. But last one day, the one come in, we did get him about $8 out of there.
Did you try to get it back?
I called him. Called the girl. Talked with her. She said she didn't have it. But I know she had it. I was sitting on the porch when she come out, just like that. She was sitting there on the car, sitting there. When she got in, it gets two of them. When she got in the car, the one who took the money, she had a yellow paper bag, you know, brown paper bag. And she stuck it down in here. Before the other girl got in, she got in the car and stuck that paper down there. And I'm looking at her. She probably didn't see me looking at her. And as they left, I looked, and then I called for them. I tried to ski. I told her I was going to have a rest, but I wouldn't. Because they'd have said, if she'd have said she didn't get it, and I'd have said she did, well, it wouldn't have been this obvious.
Yeah. You probably wouldn't have gotten it back.
No, I wouldn't have got it back.
What would you say about somebody who acts kind of peculiar? You say they act a little bit...
curious, funny, or something like that. You go around, they won't talk.
Did you ever say they
act... You go to the house, they won't pay you any attention. You don't feel like going back to them.
Did you ever call somebody like that queer or quar?
Not that good. I'd call them, well, they just don't want you around. They stuck up. I don't want to associate with you, or something like that.
What about the word queer, or quar?
I don't know that. I never heard of it. Queer or quar.
And somebody who makes up his own mind, then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way, and he won't listen to any advice. You call him.
If I was trying to give him advice or something I know he was doing wrong, I'd tell him, you better stop that, it's wrong. Because I tell you, because I like you, I don't want to see you in trouble or something mm-hmm. like that.
But someone who won't listen to any advice, who's determined to do things his way, you'd say that he's awfully...
Well, the way I'd feel if I just say, well, I won't bother him anymore. If I tell you a time or two not to do something, and see you yet going to do it, I say, well, I'm not going to bother him anymore. Just let him go on.
Do you ever call somebody like that stubborn or sod or pig-headed?
I say you're crazy or something like that. I don't know about pig.
What would you say about somebody that you can't tease? Just anything you say, he loses his temper.
Well, you have to leave him alone. Don't bother him anymore. If any time you sit to him and he's going to fly off, he don't want you bothering him.